Joe Girard became the world's greatest salesman. Not according to me, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
But I am the world's biggest super fan.
You're like a super fan.
Welcome to the Business Superfans Podcast. We will discuss how establishing business superfans from customers, employees, and business partners can elevate your success exponentially. Learn why these advocates are a key factor to achieving excellence in the world of commerce. We discuss the invaluable insights of business owners who have successfully implemented the strategies in the book to build their own team of devoted superfans. Gain insightful knowledge from the experts who create applications that help you create passionate superfans. This is the Business Superfans Podcast. With your host, Freddie D.
Ready!
From 1963 to 1977, he sold more cars, retail, than any single human being in recorded history. Over 13,000 vehicles. Some days, he'd sell 18 cars in one day. His best year, 1,425 cars. His secret weapon was not a CRM. It was not a funnel. It wasn't LinkedIn outreach or an email drip sequence. It was a greeting card. In fact, 13,000 of them every single month. Everyone had the same three words inside. I like you. Today, I'm going to tell you why that strategy is more powerful right now in the AI era than it has ever been in history. And I'm going to show you how to use it to create what I call mailbox superfans. You're listening to the Business Superfans Advantage. I'm Freddie D. Let's dive into episode 208. Let me tell you something. How many emails did you delete this morning without opening them? How many LinkedIn messages did you scroll past? How many ads did your brain automatically filter before your coffee was even done? Here's the truth. The digital world is so saturated that your message, no matter how good, is competing with thousands of other messages every single day. And in 2026, AI has supercharged that noise. Every competitor has a newsletter. Every competitor is on social media. Most of them are now using AI to scale that output even faster. So here's a question smart business owners are asking. When everything else is digital, what's actually rare? What cuts through the noise when the inbox is a battlefield? The answer is hiding in plain sight. It's in the mailbox. Here are numbers worth writing down. According to 2025 ANA DMA response rate report, direct mail generates a 4.4 response rate. Email, 0.12%. That means direct mail is roughly 37 times more effective at generating a response than email. 37 times! And there's a stat that puts it in even sharper focus. The average lifespan of direct mail piece is 17 days. The average lifespan of an email, 17 seconds. Your email is gone before the person has finished their thought. A physical piece of mail, something that shows up at their home or their office, can sit on their desk for 2.5 weeks. One more research across multiple continents tells the same story. In the UK, 77% of all direct mail is read or looked at, an all-time high. And globally, 83% of consumers say they feel positive about receiving physical mail. Meanwhile, most people dread opening their email inbox. The irony is this, because everyone else has poured their budget into digital, the physical mailbox is less crowded than it has been in decades. That gap is not a coincidence, that's an opportunity. Now let me take you back to Joe Girard. Because his story is one of the most powerful illustrations of the strategy ever documented. Joe grew up broke in Detroit, no college degree, couldn't hold a steady job. When he finally pleaded his way into a car dealership at age 35, the manager only hired him because he said he would generate his own leads, not touch the walk-in traffic. So Joe grabbed a phone book and started calling people. But what turned good into legendary was one simple habit. Every single customer received a greeting card from Joe once a month without fail. Every month, through every holiday, Halloween, Valentine's Day, Groundhog Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and every card had the same message inside: I like you. That's it. He eventually had two assistants just to keep up with the cards. And his clients? They considered him part of the family. They never bought a car from anyone else. And when someone they knew needed a car, they knew exactly who to call. Joe also understood what he called the law of 250. He figured out that every single person has roughly 250 people in their lives who would show up to their wedding or their funeral. And he knew that if he treated one customer exceptionally well or exceptionally poor, he was influencing up to 250 more. Joe Girard built a referral machine out of greeting cards and genuine care. And that principle is not less relevant today, it's more relevant. So what does this strategy look like in your business? I call it creating mailbox superfans, using physical, personalized mail to create stakeholder experiences that digital marketing simply cannot replicate. Here are four plays you can run right now. First, birthday recognition. In my book, Creating Business Superfans, I walk through 12 ways to leverage birthday marketing. The simplest is the most powerful. Mail your client a genuine birthday card. No sales pitch inside, no discount code, just acknowledgement. You know who they are, you remember their day, and you appreciate them. That's a small gesture. Arriving in their physical mailbox creates an impression no birthday email ever will. Because you took the time, you put a stamp on it, you did something different. Second, life events. New baby, new home, new business, sympathy during a loss. These are moments that reveal whether a business relationship is transactional or genuine. Sending a physical card to someone's home when something significant happens in their life creates a bond no text message or social comment can match. I recommend physical mail over email for these moments because it lands differently. It is perceived as private, personal, and intentional. Third, the thank you card that follows up. When I was selling manufacturing software to tool and die shops, I made it a habit to send a physical thank you letter to every single person who sat in one of my presentations. Not just the executives, the machinists, the people who ran the milling machines. Nobody ever sent them anything. When you recognize the people that everyone else overlooks, you don't just make a sale, you create an advocate. We sort out our physical mail in a very significant order. First, checks. Second, physical items, cards, packages. Third, bills. And handwritten thank you falls into the second category. It gets opened. Fourth, the networking follow-up. Early in my career, I developed a personalized greeting card with my photo on the front, sitting outside a Chicago Starbucks with an empty chair and an invitation written in a speech bubble. Hi, first name. Join me for a cup of coffee. I'm buying. After every networking event, I sent that card to every person I met who had a mailing address on their business card. My response rate? Over 90%. It was different. It was physical. It was personal. And it showed up in a place where people weren't being bombarded by noise. By the way, that card worked so well, I ended up meeting my wife through it. She's my partner of 13 years now, and she still has that card. Let me connect this to the bigger picture. Because mailbox superfans is not a clever tactic, it is how what I call the R6 reactor gets ignited. The R6 reactor, the six-stage compounding growth system at the core of the business superfans methodology, runs in sequence: recognition, retention, reputation, reviews, referrals, revenue. Each stage fuels the next. Here's what most business owners miss. The R6 reactor does not start with a marketing campaign. It starts with recognition. And recognition is exactly what a physical, personalized card delivers. When someone receives a birthday card in their mailbox with their name on it, with no sales pitch, with genuine warmth, that is recognition. They feel seen, they feel valued, they feel like they matter to you. From there, retention becomes natural. Reputation follows because people talk about businesses that treat them like human beings. Views happen when someone's experience is memorable enough to put on record. Referrals? Referrals are a direct result of a relationship that was tendered over time. Mailbox Superfans activates the R6 reactor at its most fundamental stage, and it does it in a channel your competitors have completely abandoned. That is the growth sequence. Cultivate superfans, build authority, own your own market. Here's what I want you to do in the next 24 to 48 hours. Pull up your client list or your referral partner list or your vendor contacts. Pick your top 10 relationships. Now ask yourself this one question. How many of these people have received a physical piece of mail from you in the last 90 days? If the answer is zero, you have just found a leak in your revenue system because your competitors are also sending zero, which means the first person who does it wins. Pick one person from that list, a client who had a great experience, a referral partner who sent you business, a vendor who went above and beyond. Write a personalized card, put a stamp on it, send it to their mailbox, not their inbox. Do it today, then do it again next week. That is how mailbox superfans are created. Now I will say this, I've been using a really cool system to run my own direct mailing strategy, and it has made the whole process remarkably simple to execute consistently. Just go to mailboxsuperfans.com. I will leave it at that. Joe Girard became the world's greatest salesperson by doing something everyone else thought was too old-fashioned to manner. In a world that was already crowded with advertising, he went personal. He went physical. He went specific, and the result was 13,000 relationships, every one of which considered him family. Every strategy in this episode is expanded in Creating Business Superfans. Grab your copy at frederickdudek.com and start building the stakeholder relationship that compound into authority. And if you're ready to start sending right now, remember, mailboxsuperfans.com will show you exactly how I do it. And if you want frameworks, implementation tools, and practical strategies delivered every week, sign up for the Prosperity Pathway newsletter at prosperitypathway.tips. I'm Frederick Dudek, or as my friends call me, Freddie D. I'll talk to you in the next episode.
But I am the world's biggest super fan.
You're like a super fan. Welcome to the Business Superfans Podcast. We will discuss how establishing business superfans from customers, employees, and business partners can elevate your success exponentially. Learn why these advocates are a key factor to achieving excellence in the world of commerce. We discuss the invaluable insights of business owners who have successfully implemented the strategies in the book to build their own team of devoted superfans. Gain insightful knowledge from the experts who create applications that help you create passionate superfans. This is the Business Superfans Podcast with your host, Freddie D.
Ready!